Happy Passover. It is kind of a solemn time, isn't it? So here it is. It's actually still within the first day of Passover since the day starts in the evening. Last evening was the first night. And it's kind of turned around because, you know, back in biblical days, it was different. The day started in the evening. So I wanted to share something with you this morning regarding the wars that we're supporting. The war in Ukraine has been going on, 3 years? And their leader over there, that former actor Zelensky, living high on the hog on our tax dollar, is just simply disgusting. Why are we funding that? The only reason we're funding his lifestyle right now is because of Biden. It's shameful to think that we're giving so much money to protect their border over there while our border is wide open. I can see why people are up in arms about it. But Zelensky is something that really does rattle my being, because we've heard about his lavish mansions that he has purchased with our tax dollar throughout the world. And it's a horrible mess. We should not be funding that Ukraine at all. That should just die down. There, Zelensky's desire to be part of NATO is all a scam for him to pad his pocketbook. Go ahead, do the research. See how that leader from Ukraine is living. See how he's traveling the world on our hard-earned money. So we'll leave it at that. And I was hoping to read something about Passover, but I'm going to have to share the information from the heart for now because I don't have anything to read in front of me. So Passover, it's always said the children ask the parents when they're sitting around the table the first night of Passover, "Mommy, Daddy, why do we do Passover? Why do we do this? Why do we celebrate a holiday that no one, that many, many other people don't even know exists?" Well, it goes way back to our ancestors. And yes, I may not have the Jewish blood, but I know I'm grafted into the Jewish people because I follow God. And the Bible clearly states that those goyim that are obeying God, they're grafted in to the people of Israel. So let's make that perfectly clear, first of all. So if we're grafted in, shouldn't we be recognizing our history as the adopted people? I mean, we may not, or we may be of Jewish heritage. If we choose to be God's people, we are grafted in. That's the bottom line. Many just don't understand that because scriptures have been so misinterpreted so many years. You know, Christians are far removed from God's instructions and God's rules. And, you know, they think they're obeying, but they're really obeying the traditions of man and their particular doctrine. You know, and this year, with Easter and Passover being so far apart, it certainly is a grim situation. And then we have the horrible terrorists that have attacked God's people on their land that was given to them. And their Jewish people all over are persecuted. There's anti-Semitism right here within our border, and it's boiling over. It's massive. I'm not sure how the mainstream media is reporting it, but it is a disgrace that American people are taking the sides of terrorists and they are calling for death to Israel. And I've even heard protesters chanting, "Death to America, death to Israel." And they're burning the American flag on all the campuses, the elite campuses of our nation, the United States of America. It is a shame. It is heart-wrenching to see these people doing that, taking part in that. And they say it's the left. Yeah, it's all the people of the left that have now chosen to be against the Jewish people. They're calling them colonizers. They're calling them oppressors. Well, let me remind those people that the only reason God's people are successful is because they obey God. There is certain blessings to be had when you obey God. I know many Jewish people are far removed from following any of his instructions. And they're considered Jewish, or they call themselves Jewish, and they do very little to follow God's instructions. But let me make it clear, if you honor God, if you obey God, you're going to stand with Israel 100%, 120%. And you're going to see that these people that want to annihilate Israel, it's a shameful situation to call for genocide. And the only reason we have fought back, the Israelis fought back, because of that horrible attack that Hamas made on Israel, killing, 1,500 people and taking all those people hostages. What, you think ordinary people don't know about it because of the way the mainstream news media is reporting it? I think many people know about what happened, and many people will be voting to stop this kind of behavior, these kind of outbursts from these elite colleges, and so many people joining in to protest. They're not, many are not even students, we heard. So what happened is, for years we've been letting in these people on these student visas from the Middle East, from the East over there, and they have so much money and so much funding, and a lot of that money we are actually giving to these enemies of the USA to come here and go to school. My goodness. If these people that are taking sides against Israel, there is shame up on their head. Shame, shame, shame. So Passover, let us remember that God sets us apart for obeying him. Let this be a reminder what happened in Egypt when those people did not let the people go, leave us in peace. We were at peace under the Trump administration. Israel was elevated, and Israel was given the credit that they deserve under the Trump administration. And funding was not extra funding, and extra money wasn't openly given to the enemies of Israel. We've known for years and years that the Arabs don't want Israel as a country. That's why they scream from the river to the sea. They want Israel out of the area. They want to rule that whole area. But that area wasn't theirs to rule. That land was given to the Israelis. And I'll end for now, but I will continue later. Thank you.